This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It was music to the ears of livestock producers in Washington State when Acting Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt announced last week a proposal that would have U.S. Fish and Wildlife remove endangered species status for the gray wolf and return wolf management to the locals. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse applauds the move and likes the idea of local control.
And it's successfully being managed, at least in the eastern third of the state, by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. So I'd just like to applaud the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for moving forward with a proposal to delist and return the management to where it belongs and to the states and tribes.
But why does he think states and tribes are better suited to manage the wolves?
The closer to local control as possible, the better off we are versus having federal agencies respond to local needs and conditions. I think it's proven that state departments and tribal agencies are much more cognizant of the local area and that they are much more responsive.
And Newhouse says, we've done it.
They've proven themselves successful. We have a good wolf management plan that has been worked out between landowners, livestock producers, state agencies. It's working, and I think that this is an obvious step to take.
Listen tomorrow for more on delisting gray wolves.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.